This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump called off the next G7 meeting because of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Citing the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, President Donald Trump has called off the G7 meeting that was scheduled at Camp David, Maryland in June. The meeting would have brought together the leaders of the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. White House spokesman Judd Deere says the leaders will meet by video conference instead. The G7 leaders had a video conference Monday in a meeting convened by French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump, who takes on the leadership of the group this year, plans to hold virtual meetings monthly during the global response to the virus outbreak. I'm Mike Gracia.
The administration is warning Americans not to travel overseas because of the coronavirus pandemic.
The upgraded alert urges Americans not to travel abroad under any circumstances and return home immediately if they are already abroad, unless they are planning to stay for an indefinite period. The previous alert advised reconsidering all international travel, which is called a level 3 alert. This alert is level 4 and is unprecedented, usually reserved for specific countries involved in conflict, natural disasters, or where Americans face specific threats. These alerts are not mandatory. The only way to ban Americans from going abroad would be to invalidate their passports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the coronavirus is having an impact on the U.S. job market. The Labor Department says the number of new claims of unemployment benefits soared to 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the past year when the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he was working with his Mexican counterpart on travel restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus. This is VOA.